Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk about a topic which I didn't discuss before. I think I mentioned a few things here and there, but I never dedicated entire podcast to this specific topic. And I want to talk about mental health of photographers. This is something which, in my opinion, is extremely important, especially this impacts how we work, how we produce our images. There is a lot of things which happens around us. And as I said, we never talk about it openly. And I want to dive in into this topic and share some of my experiences and how some of those things which impacts us basically impact our, you know, mental health. And as I said before, we're going to dedicate this whole thing and we're going to dive very deep into this topic. Also, just to clarify, I'm not an expert. I'm not a psychologist or anything like that. I'm just going to share pretty much my experiences. And hopefully, I'm sure you're going to be able to associate it them with your journey in this beautiful industry, and hopefully this is going to give you some clearance and some, I would say, bigger perspective on how we can work with certain things to, you know, be mentally healthy. And I'm going to also share what I do in order to have this little bit under control, which sometimes it's not easy, as probably a lot of you guys know about it. It's something that we can have certain control, but sometimes, you know, things go kind of off the wheels, and then, you know, we're getting into depressions, we're getting into some kind of mode of really low self-esteem, and, you know, it's important to know how to get out of it and how to deal with this, and then what we can do. Okay, so let's jump into this, and as always, I have some 10 points which I would like to go through, and we're gonna basically discuss them step by step and one by one. Okay, so let's start with one of the biggest thing which I found has huge impact on our mental health is unmet expectation in our work. I think every photographer who is in this industry professionally or someone who is just doing it as a hobby, we always have some huge expectations from ourselves. And we have this big dreams when it comes to creating some amazing images. But sometimes, you know, even though we know how to kind of create something, to do this kind of the way it's working, it's not easy. And it takes a lot of experience, it takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of knowledge to make those images look the way we want. And this is something which I remember I was struggling a lot at the beginning. And I remember when I started my wedding photography journey, and when I started shooting weddings, I struggled with this big time. And I have a lot of situations where I was like totally depressed because I had these big plans for specific weddings, and then I was planning to create those specific images, and I couldn't do it. I'm going to be honest with you. It seems like everything was easy before I get into this, but as soon as you start shooting, you start basically working during the wedding day, all of a sudden this whole thing is just falls apart. And the same when it comes to headshot photography. I think this is exactly the same scenario. I remember when I started, I kind of felt like, oh, you know, it's going to be easy and it's going to be like what it is, like, you know, shooting headshots, it's not big of a deal. And I had huge expectations I'm going to be able to do those really, really good images right away. And I couldn't, to be honest, I couldn't. This is completely different genre of photography. It takes different sets of skills, different equipment, different knowledge. And I know a lot of photographers struggle with this. So my advice is just, you know, take your time. You know, I think one of the biggest challenges that we have to learn from our failures, and we have to see what are we doing wrong and try to, you know, slowly but surely start fixing those things and try to work on them to, you know, slowly get better and better in what we do. So if you get to this point that you have that kind of huge expectations in your head and you kind of felt like, okay, you know what, I got it, I would suggest to just take a step back and don't kind of I'm not saying you shouldn't expect from yourself a lot. You should. But I think as soon as this whole thing started impacting you emotionally, and then, you know, you started to be kind of getting depressed, and then you start getting like feel bad about yourself, I think it's important to just kind of slow down a little bit and be patient with your craft, with everything what you do, and just keep shooting, keep working, keep learning, and eventually at some point you will start creating the images you're going to be happy with. The next thing what I also found, which is big deal and how this whole thing impacts our mental health, is fear of failure. I know everyone who is getting into this industry and wants to be a professional photographer, this fear of kind of failing, it's a huge thing and impacts basically our everyday life, because you might get some bad client who doesn't like your work, or you might have unsuccessful session and all of a sudden you kind of depressed, you feel bad about yourself, you think like you're gonna quit, you think you're not able to create those good images, and you're putting yourself down. And I remember going through those moments. I truly remember when I had those really unsuccessful photo shoots and clients who are not happy with the work I produced. And I don't even remember how many times I wanted to quit. To be honest, I always fear that something's gonna turn against me, and this constant fear of failing in this industry, it was on the back of my head. And I always remember that, you know, that was something that was impacting me a lot, and I have to somehow overcome those fears and had to just motivate myself and work more. And I think the best thing is, like, I'm not saying don't think about it, because it's not easy. I know it's part of our who we are, and this fear can be a good thing, because that's going to motivate us to work harder and learn more and all this stuff. But it has to be some kind of balance, because if this whole thing takes over and it's going to basically affecting negatively what we do, this is not good. So a little bit of fear is good, but we also have to have that under control. And best advice, what I would suggest, if you get to this point that you are kind of, this whole thing is overwhelming for you, I would highly suggest to just work more. Just do more photo shoots. Just do whatever you can to produce more work, because then you will see something positive into this, and also can take your mind out of this whole kind of constant thinking about failing. The next thing what also was extremely depressing for me, and I think this is just something which every photographer is doing, and that's something that it's impacting us on the big scale, is comparing our work to other photographers. I remember, again, starting from my wedding times where I was shooting a lot of weddings, I was trying to reproducing certain images which I saw and I really liked them, and I was trying to basically take some kind of inspirational images and replicate them. But I was always constantly comparing my images to other photographers, and that was like a big mistake, because, you know, every photo shoot, in that case, you know, every wedding or every headshot session, this is something which is different. Every client produces different images, you know, and comparing your images to somebody else, I think it's a wrong approach, because it's like you always compare those to better photographers, which I've noticed a lot of photographers do. And it's like, oh, my images, they're not good enough. We never compare ourselves to, like, you know, those bad images, right? You always want to compare them to better ones. And I think when we start doing this too much And then you start kind of seeing like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to create that quality of work. It's extremely depressing and it's put us into some kind of like low self-esteem mode that it's going to like, we feel like, okay, I'm never going to be able to do that. So I'm not saying don't do that. Be inspired by other photographers. Try to learn from them. Try to understand what they've done. Try to like kind of break down those images and then try to see what they've done that it's so impressive. And sometimes, and when it comes to headshot photography, I know a lot of photographers don't agree with me on this, but there's so many factors which impacts the image. Is, you know, the lighting, the person, the makeup, the wardrobe. There's so many elements which puts this whole thing together. So comparing your images to somebody else, it's just the wrong thing. And also, I found, especially in headshot photography, every person who's at the front of your camera is different. So you cannot really compare, you know, your images to somebody else, right? Because you photographing completely different subjects. They have different face expressions. They have different face features. You're probably using different lighting setup. There's so many elements. So I think this is the wrong approach and it's going to impact you on the big scale. And when you start doing this too much and it's going to be too overwhelming for you, it's not going to be good for you. Just look for the next photo shoot. Try to, you know, break down your work and see how you can improve what you do to get your images better. But don't compare yourself too much to other photographers because it's not going to do any good. I think it's going to just, you know, put you down and then you're going to be just mentally struggle and you're going to just feel like you're never going to be able to produce those type of images, which is wrong. You probably, you know, or you already create some great shots or great images, but you don't compare those, right? So, and also every photographer is looking at work completely different way. So don't do that. I've learned that the hard way. I've gone through that process as well. But nowadays, I've decided that, you know, I gotta stop doing this because it's not do any good for me. It's just putting me into kind of like this mental stress, which I don't need. I have to more focus on what I can do better instead, you know, like how I can do like things like somebody else. Another thing what I want to say, and it's another element which has huge impact on our mental state, is fear of sharing our images. I know a lot of photographers, they take their work extremely personally, and we are scared of criticism, or we basically scared that, you know, people gonna just judge us specific way and they're not gonna like our images. So we decided like, hey, I'm not gonna share anything because I don't want to get that feeling that I'm feeling rejected and people don't like to see my work. I remember again at the beginning when I started, that was a big deal for me, and then, you know, like I was really hesitating. If I felt like the image is not perfect, I'm not gonna share it because I don't want to get that criticism. And I don't want to get like this negative comments on my work. But I think, you know, from one hand, we have to learn that, what I'm trying to say is don't take a lot of those comments or those negative, you know, kind of negativity on our work too personally. You know, people always going to do that. And I know, especially in our industry, people like to break down our images and see what we can improve and how this image could be better. It's part of what we do. But, you know, it's not sometimes about what people say about our work, but how we take it. And I know a lot of photographers take this personally and they just feel like, you know, someone is trying to attack you. There's two ways you can do it. You can take these comments and say, hey, you know, thank you for your feedback. That was great. You don't have to agree with this. And then to be honest, whenever I see some of those comments on my work, I don't agree with this because people have no idea how the image was produced, how it was created. And they don't see the big picture. They just see the image and they try to find something to kind of criticize, because it's going to make them feel better about themselves, and they're going to make them feel like they're experts and they know things better. So there's another thing what you can do. Like, typically what I, if I see some very, very negative comments, or, you know, people start kind of like going after, I'm checking their work. If they producing crappy, shitty work, you know, and it's not even close to what you do, I don't take these people seriously, because I know they try to put you down just to kind of drag you into their kind of mental state, and I'm not gonna allow to do that, right? Maybe my image wasn't perfect. Maybe there are things which could have been improved. Maybe I could do things better. But I'm going to learn from this, and next time I'm going to do things better. But you're not going to drag me down to, as I said, your kind of little bubble, and I'm not going to kind of, I don't know, get your feedback or your opinion too personally, and it's not going to affect my mood, and it's not going to basically make me feel bad about what I do. So that's why I think we need to learn that, and don't fear to share your work. Doesn't matter. Is it good or is it bad? Just put it out. Who cares? The worst case scenario, people are going to go after it, make some criticism, and they're going to move on. And so should we move on with our work, right? So don't fear sharing. I know this is a big, big deal for a lot of photographers, and they really reluctant to kind of post or share or, you know, talk about their own work. Don't do that. Push it out, and you have to learn how to build this little wall around yourself, so people is not gonna you know, kind of make you feel bad about what you do. Because on another note, I also think, as long as you're creating, you're on the right path. I think, because it's really easy to criticize somebody else but not producing anything. You know, we have this kind of saying in back in Poland that, you know, people who don't make mistakes, they don't do anything, right? So if you're creating something, that means you are moving forward. You're learning. You're doing a progress in your work, right? So don't fear sharing your stuff, because, you know, that's still the world we're living in today, and that's what we should do. And I deeply encourage you, doesn't matter if you like it or not, or you're not sure, post it. You know, as I said, the worst case scenario, people are going to just say some stupid stuff about it, but, you know, probably within a day or two, they're going to just kind of go away. Okay, the next one is creative blockages. This is something which also I've experienced quite a bit, that, you know, we reach the point where we have this creative blocks in our head, and we just like, I don't know how to be creative. I don't know how to kind of move forward, how to improve my work. So there's two solutions to that. And I remember being in those, as I said, mental states where I really feel that I'm kind of stuck. And I was depressed. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to get some inspirations. I was trying to move forward, but I felt like, you know, I'm stuck. And again, the best solution is just keep producing something. Doesn't matter. Is it good or is it bad? Nobody cares. As long as you move forward, you're doing another step, and you're trying to really push it forward, that's where those inspirations will come, and you will see at some point light in the tunnel, and you start kind of getting new ideas and new thoughts. And just also be aware to the world. Another thing what I do whenever I get to this point where I feel stuck, I'm trying to observe things around it. I'm trying to read the books, try to watch some movies, try to listen to some podcasts, listen carefully. And you have no idea where something's going to hit you. That's what I've learned, right? Like, whenever you stressed about being stuck, and don't focus on being stuck. Try to kind of open yourself to the world. And as soon as you kind of relax a little bit, as soon as you kind of put your mind in the rest, and you're going to try to, like, you know, just be a little bit more open to certain things, those ideas will come in. Trust me. I've been there. I've done that. And, you know, as soon as when I feel stuck, I just kind of don't get too emotional about it. And I'm not trying to get depressed about it. I'm pretty much trying to just, like, be in this moment and take a break, open to the world, and you will see those things will start fixing itself. That's the beauty of it. Okay, the next one, we talk a little bit about it, the social media, and I want to talk a little about the trolls. We've discussed this already. Don't take those opinions and feedbacks too seriously. And social media can be extremely cruel to whatever we do. And then takes a little bit of time to learn. Just don't take whatever people say on social media seriously. The way I approach this, I'm keep producing, keep sharing, and I'm happy when I'm getting positive feedbacks, but if I'm getting negative stuff, I'm trying to let it go. Don't get involved in those kind of stupid conversations. And if you see sometimes, as I said, people try to point it out shit, which means absolutely nothing. But those the type of people who, they're looking for, pick up the fight. They try to, say something which is going to make feel them better. So, as I said, social media, it's a good place to share your stuff, get some feedback. But we have to be a little bit resistant to what it said, how people talk about our work, and then don't get too emotional and don't take those opinions too personally, because, it's going to really ruin you and it can put you in a really bad mood. And that's the last thing. And I know there's a lot of guys who are extremely depressed about this stuff. And even whenever I see some of the comments on my group and people sending me the messages, oh, this person said that, I'm like, just relax, let it go. Let them vent, let them kind of, whatever they say, as long as, they're commenting on your work. This is the funny part. Someone can write an essay about how bad your work is. But if you really think about it, they saw something in your image that they decided to look at closer. They noticed something which is interesting. And also make them analyze your image. Doesn't matter what they say at the end of the day, but, they stop there and they talking about your image, not their work, right? So, if you start kind of looking at this whole thing from that perspective, just changes everything. Okay, the next one. Let's talk a little bit about how our personality impacts some of those kind of things when it comes to our mental state. And there's a few things which I've noticed can really, really, I'm not saying destroyed a lot of things, but can really impact. Is I know there's a lot of photographers who are trying to be, or they have this personality or of being perfectionist. They want to have everything perfect. They want to have the best equipment. They want to create the best images. They want to have the best lighting. They want to have everything top notch. And I think that could be extremely challenging for our mind and can really impact the way we feel, the way we produce our work. Because I think being perfectionist to a certain level, it's okay. But if you kind of going overboard and you really trying to do everything, like, it's going to destroy you. And I remember, again, when I started my hatchet photography journey, the same thing. I was trying to do my best images. I want to have the best equipment for it. I want to have everything has to be top-notch. And sometimes we need to kind of step back because, being perfect, as I said, it's not a bad thing, but it's when it's just taking over, is not good, right? And you can see sometimes it's not about being perfect because we can create amazing images, but by not being perfect, right? Just doing things differently, trying to kind of go a little bit off the board, go out of the box and, try new things, explore certain stuff. And then where we start kind of learning, going to places where we never been before. But if you want to be perfect, sometimes what happens is like we want to have this like specific path, we have this like everything set up perfectly, but especially in photography and any art field, being perfect, it's not a good thing in my opinion, because that's going to destroy you mentally and you become you get to the point where you're going to be just like over thinking certain things. And I think the best art is created in the situations where we go to these unexpected places and we not feared to, you know, try something different, something new, something which we never have done before. And even if you feel, okay, this might not work, but you just don't know, right? So you got to let it go and try to be, I'm not saying being sloppy, but sometimes we have to take it easy. Another thing what I also noticed, and then that also applies to our personality. I know this is something big in our industry, this illusion of being the best. I don't know where this shit came from and why people have this like deep beliefs. And then, you know, I've been seeing this like everywhere that, you know, even like, you know, you see sometimes those advertising, oh, the best photographer of whatever, this city or this country, or, you know, best photographer based on this content, like whatever, right? Like they always have this tagline of being the best. I think this is ridiculous. I don't believe in that. And I know a lot of people and a lot of photographers get caught up in this. I deeply believe as long as you produce images, as long as you create work, artistic work, that's what it matter. Rest of it, like, who cares? Like, what even that means, being the best? Like, you know, everyone has different opinion and everyone has different taste. Everyone's seeing things differently. So you might be the best in your own eyes, or in eyes of, you know, some of your clients or some of the people you know, or whatever, your audience. But doesn't mean that this other group, which might say, hey, you're average, or, you know, this work doesn't really do anything for me, or I don't have like any, like, you know, it's just something that, you know, it's just kind of crazy people even put this thing into words and try to associate it with this. So don't get caught up in this. I deeply believe that this is nonsense. And I don't know. It's something which I could probably talk about an hour, but I've been seeing this even in the wedding industry, that, you know, a lot of photographers have this like approach, and they have this some kind of like, you know, like this attitude, like, oh, I'm the best. This is just weird. I never been like this. I always have respect for other photographers. And I always think that everyone who is creating work, you know, doing something interesting, but that's how we learn, that's how we progress, that's how we kind of like learn from each other, and that's how, you know, this industry is moving forward. But kind of like excluding someone and saying like, hey, you know what, you the top-notch photographer, it's just ridiculous. Okay, so let's jump into the next couple things, and then we're going to wrap this up. First of all, what I want to also, like, we're going to go to like a little bit of different thing, how industry itself impact our mental state. As you probably know, this industry is going crazy nowadays. And I think for the last decade, the progress is just insane. New equipment, new trends, new lighting systems, new lighting setups. You know, the list goes on and on and on. And I think it's really hard to follow all this stuff, because by the time we figure something out, and by the time we kind of get grasp on certain things, or we get to certain level, there's another five or 10 different ones, right? And then I think the industry is just moving so fast that, you know, it's really difficult to follow up with all these things. And I think that also has huge impact on our mental state, because, you know, we always feel like we are behind. We always feel like there is something new to learn. There is something what we should try. This is something what we should read. So it's just crazy to basically deal with all of those stuff. And I'm not saying we should just completely just ditch a lot of those things, but I think we also have to just try to create the balance, and don't get those things personally. Try to stick to your path, to your momentum, to how quick you want to progress with a lot of things. I'm not saying that you should completely kind of avoid to learning new things and see how what's happening in industry. I think people do this less and less nowadays, because it's just like way too much. Like even AI, for example, is like another massive shift and massive disruption in our industry, where, you know, a lot of people like getting confused, they're getting kind of like, what the hell is going on? Some people getting extremely offended, and then they're getting upset. It seems like they're just getting, again, things personally, and this whole thing starts falling apart, and then we just don't know what to do anymore. So take it easy. Don't take a lot of those things too much to your head. I've noticed I'm trying to also like see what is happening, try to learn new things, try to explore new ideas, new concepts, see what is happening. But I'm trying to really be reserved to some of those things, because I know it's easy to jump on the wagon and just kind of lose the track of what the hell is going on. So just be careful. But you know, unfortunately, there's, again, not much what we can do. That's the way it goes. That's the way the industry kind of follows, and that's how the industry grows. That's the way it is. There's not much what we can do. And the last one I want to talk about it is our personal life. This is something which is huge. I could just literally make another podcast on this, but this is also how this whole thing is affecting what do we do, and then, you know, like how it's affecting our photography. And I've learned this big way this year. Everyone who knows, I'm going through divorce. This is have huge impact on my mental state. You know, my family fall apart, and now I need to just bring all this shit together and just kind of learn, kind of live again, I have to say. And that had huge impact on my work, huge impact on everything what I do. And I know, you know, this is something which a lot of photographers not going to share with you, because they're gonna keep this as a secret. They're gonna keep that this is their life, and they're not gonna just kind of expose this. And I don't want to do that either, right? Like, I'm just sharing some of the information, but to be honest, I don't want to go deep into this, because the hell I went through, it's something that you know, it's something, it's really even difficult to talk about it. But what I want to say is, you know, how much this whole thing impact my mental health, and that's how this impact my business, impact my you know, my, the way I work with clients, the way I produce my work. And we have to also take that in consideration, because all of us going through some challenges, all of us has some struggles, all of us has some issues, and this is going to impact us big way. And we have to take that into consideration, that, you know, our personal life also is going to impact you know, our photography, and there's not much what we can do. Okay, I'm going to stop here. I talked for quite a bit. I hope that was interesting. I hope that was something which gives you some different perspective, and give you some guideline, and give you some kind of, I don't know, different ways of looking at things. But again, let's discuss this more, because as I said, mental stability is huge, and it's gonna be extremely important. So, you know, we can grow as a photographers, we can grow as an artist, and we can just basically get better every single day. But there's a lot of factors we have to somehow challenge every single day, and we need to learn how to overcome some of those things which has huge impact or on our mental state and our emotions, about our feelings. The list goes on. So yeah, don't kind of push this away, because this is a big part of who we are. And then, you know, also, as I said, it's going to impact the way we work, and going to impact our images and photography itself. Okay, thank you so much for listening. I hope that was interesting. Let's stay in touch. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys very soon. Take care, and bye-bye for now.